www.thebrainfarm.com. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Happy to be with you once again at the start of another week here on America Tonight. Perhaps did you see the great Jiffy Pop balloon that made its way over the skies of Colorado, just 15 miles outside of the Denver airport, eventually landing there in that space? Turns out it could just be a hoax. When I say it was a hoax, everybody was worried about a six-year-old boy that was on board that balloon, or so everybody thought. Turns out he was hiding in the house. Turns out the family could have just pulled a fast one in an effort to get publicity. Why? Because they want their own reality television show. It's that fame bug. The family was the Henny family was on Wife Swap twice, and they got a little taste of that TV time. And perhaps this was a way to get more FaceTime. Now it's being investigated, which I think is a very good thing. The father of these kids, how irresponsible, what, making one of them lie, if that's the case? Because the one son said, listen, the balloon got away and the six-year-old was in the balloon. But turns out, like I said, the six-year-old was hiding. So the world watching a giant balloon fly through the air, a family crying that the six-year-old could be inside, could have just been staged. Ooh, is that not sickening? You think of the sheriff's department there in Larimer County and what they went through in this big chase to try to figure out where the balloon was going to go down. Let's not have the kid fall out. How could we possibly get inside the balloon? You had the Air Force involved in this. Just crazy. And the father is Richard Henny, as I said. It's the Henny family, and he may be the brainchild behind all of this. He's kind of a kooky inventor, a man out of Fort Collins, Colorado. So the balloon is at the sheriff's department right now, and they're investigating the incident, calling it maybe a hoax because they think the evidence is indicating that it was a publicity stunt by the family so that they could better market themselves. Wow, it's crazy what people will do. But the money spent, etc., there could be some serious charges leveled at perhaps the father or wherever it turns out this ends up. So they'll be sweating it out, so to speak. Speaking of sweating it out, sadly, a third person died in that sweatbox story that we were telling you about. I don't know why somebody pays 10 grand to go, and I'm saying everybody has their own thing, but think of this, guys, you have 10 grand, you'd spend it on anything, right? And we live in America, you can spend your money where you want to spend it, whether we think you're crazy and you get 50 plasma TVs to watch the game at every single angle or whatever you do with the money. But a lot of people spent 10 grand, 65 people, to go to the desert and to go on this retreat called the Spiritual Warrior Program that's put together by a very famous, well-known, well-liked self-help expert, James Arthur Ray. So what they do is they spend 2 hours inside the sweat box. What is a sweat box? It is a dome-like kind of structure. It's covered with blankets and tarps and all that sort of stuff. You got hot rocks and water, and it creates the steam and gives you that enclosed environment. And that's what they're aiming for. So what happened was people started to fall ill, and you had ambulances that were called to this sweat box, and you had people that, a lot of people that got sick as a result, but you had three people who died. Ooh. And what this is what they supposedly do for you in this situation at the spiritual warrior thing, is that you create wealth from all aspects of your life, your financial, your mental, your physical, and your spiritual, and that's what this program does. Wow. So then there were other people, like I said, that were in the hospital but were released. They got fluids, etc., and they're investigating this as well in Arizona, in Sedona, to see if they can file some kind of homicide charges there. That would be a big story because then you'd have, like I said, a man who's very well known, James Arthur Ray, who would ultimately, I would believe, be the target of this, since it was his deal and the people paid the money to go to his event, yet they had no permits. Mm. Then there's this story, very sad. I hadn't even talked about it in previous hours on America Tonight. There's just so much, but I wanted to squeeze some more things in. You know, you go from the Balloon Boy incident to the sad story of Jasper Howard, the UConn football player who was stabbed to death. I know there's people listening to us in Connecticut. The football coach, I think, was completely stunned and had to make that awful phone call to the mother of this 20-year-old guy, a boy who was killed following this sponsored student dance that was on campus. So they're looking into what could possibly have happened here. What was it that led to this this guy's death? There were 300 people that were at the dance. They went out into the street. There was a fight that broke out between a couple of groups of people, and Howard and another person were stabbed. It happened, you know, just after midnight. They took him to a hospital. They airlifted him, everything, tried to do what they could, but he died from the injuries. Can you imagine, like I said, the shock from the family's perspective to get that kind of a phone call from a campus that's, you know, this campus that was a very popular campus and a dance that they had held many, many times and had no incidents before. So the head coach had to actually identify the cornerbacks, because he was a corner, had to identify his body. And very, very sad, I think, situation there. All right, also, world-wise, the goings-on, unfortunately, in Iran, a bomb killing at least 29 people. Afghanistan is on ice for now because it looks like the elections were so tainted they're going to have a runoff. But then bordering Afghanistan to one side, of course, talking about Iran and the problems there, there are always problems between the Shia and the Sunni groups, right, especially in the southeastern region. So 29 people killed in a blast. There were five senior officers of Iran's elite Revolutionary Guard Corps. And there are conflicting numbers as to others that were wounded, but a lot of people apparently were wounded in this as well. The images were bleak. I happened to catch them on tube, and it really, you know, to be graphic, it just looked like debris all over the place and carnage like you would see in a movie of a suicide a bomber. And Iran, naturally, and pointed the finger at the United States, but with giving no reason, saying we consider this a terrorist act to be a result of the U.S. actions, and this is a sign of what they're doing to us. So the U.S. State Department shoots back and says it's completely false. Of course, it's completely false, but there were cries of that this is U.S.-driven, etc. But you had a man carrying explosive, blew himself up, as people were headed to a conference between the two groups, the Shia and the Sunni groups, and sadly ends in all those deaths. Hey, you can flip me an email, just a quick reminder, day or night, to americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Coming up next, easy for me to say, we're going to talk about dogs. I bet everybody can relate to that. We're going to lighten the load next on ATN.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
The tail end of the show. But before we do that, raise your hand if you have a dog. I can almost hear a dog in the background. I think we have a mascot at the studio in Minneapolis, if I'm not mistaken, unless he has fallen asleep. All right, this is radio, so I have my secret infrared glasses, and of course I can see lots of hands raised. And many of you have blown out the phone lines to talk about dogs when I was searching for a dog and couldn't decide what breed to get, and everybody had all these great suggestions. And now it's been, I guess, Mahalo, which is my golden retriever, is now 8.5 months old. There were a lot of things many of you didn't tell me about raising a dog and a puppy, though, let me tell you. Oh, there he is. That's Viking, by the way. See, most of the people at the mothership root for the Vikings. Barely winning their game today, by the way. Cindy Scott is an expert in all things when it comes to dogs with the way to train a dog. I mean, what about the chewing, the barking, all that sort of stuff? She's got a new book out, too, called The Zen Chen. And I'll tell you what, it's a step-by-step training guide for dog owners. I think that would help a lot of you. As I perused through it tonight, I was laughing to myself thinking, oh, so this is why this happened. This is why this didn't happen. Anyway, I know that she's in California. She's in our secret studio out there, and she's putting her latte down right now to join us. Cindy, thanks for jumping on the show. We appreciate it.
How did you know I had a latte? You do have those infrared glasses.
Exactly.
Hey, Thank you for having me tonight.
You're welcome. We're excited. So everybody can relate to this dog thing, but I think a lot of times, and you would probably know better than me, do people, especially when it comes to breeds of dogs, do they not realize what they're getting into with, like, a golden retriever versus a beagle versus a poodle, right?
You hit the nail right on the head, and I see this so often. People so get the wrong dog for them so many times. And, you know, from a psychological aspect, we could analyze it all night about what attracts you to what breed or what attracts you to what individual dog. But definitely, you know, 90% of problems that you have with your dog could be eliminated if you just research the breed before you got it.
Yeah, would you suggest for people listening, shouldn't they do that? Take some time. It's easy. Go on the internet.
Definitely.
Talk to some people. Yeah.
And absolutely. You start on the internet. I mean, we're so blessed now we have the internet to go to. Before we had to go to the library. Mm-hmm. But, you know, check out, research the breed. What the breed was bred for gives you so many insights into their behavior. And I talk about this all the time, but dogs are not a naturally occurring species. We created them. They are the first domesticated animal. They've been with us for 10,000 years. But we selectively bred different individuals to get a golden retriever, to get a dog that is very oral, likes to have stuff in their mouth all the time, and likes to be wet all the time. So you have to know that going in so that you can teach them to carry the right things in their mouth and how to get that energy out in a right, positive way. Otherwise, they're going to drive you nuts.
Oh, absolutely. I can completely relate to that. Well, you're an animal behaviorist, too, and trainer, obviously, as I mentioned before. So for those that are listening, you have a puppy or just a dog that has problems chewing, like chewing the drywall, chewing anything that they can possibly chew.
Right.
What's a good technique to get them to stop chewing?
Well, first of all, it's a great question. First of all, I mean, from a behavioral standpoint, and that's the difference between just a trainer and a behaviorist goes, okay, why is the dog chewing? Why is it chewing the drywall? Is it because it's bored? Is it because it's a puppy and it's hardwired to chew and doesn't know what to chew? Or is it chewing out of separation anxiety? What is causing them to do this behavior? So then we can take the appropriate steps to eliminate it. Generally, dogs chew because they're hardwired to put stuff in their mouth, and we don't take the time to teach them the correct things to put in their mouth. Mm-hmm. So they're just going to pick stuff up and chew on it. A lot of times dogs chew because they're bored. Dogs, again, you have a very young, active dog that was bred to run in the field all day. It needs some exercise. So what we need to really focus on is, one, exercising the dogs, make sure that they're good and tired during the day, and then secondly, teaching them the correct thing to chew, and spend your time doing that. There's a lot of great chew toys on the market right now. I could spend hours talking about them, but the two that I really like that every dog should have is, one, the Kong, K-O-N-G. And the other that I really like for heavy chewers is a Nylabone.
Mm.
And both of those are really good toys. Now, the reason I love the Kong, especially for a dog like your Golden Retriever that just wants to stick stuff in their mouth all the time, it's hollow. It's made out of a really hard red rubber, but it's hollow on the inside. So what you do is you rub a little food in there. You smear a little peanut butter. You stick a biscuit in there. And boom, it's like Xbox for your dog. They're busy. They're occupying their mind. They're occupying their energy. And they'd rather be chewing that Kong, trying to get the peanut butter out of it, than chewing your carpet or your shoes.
Yeah, they're great suggestions, by the way. I've got both of them, and they work great for Mahalo. Here's something I was going to ask you about, too, that I think might help other people, or you may have a different take on this. One thing I've noticed with him is, because he gets exercise and he's with a lot of other dogs, is he wants their toys. So some of the, because they all my friends, now my good dog owner friends, they like Mahalo, so they'll say, oh, just take it, Kate, it's no big deal. And then what happens is Mahalo is in love with this toy and is chewing it forever and is completely occupied. Is that because of the scent of the other dog?
You know, you see the same thing with human children. It's like the grass is always greener. Somebody else has it, so it's got to be better, you know. So I think from a psychological standpoint, you know, sure, somebody else has it, their scent is on it, and, you know, you look at it from a dominance perspective, they want to put their scent on it. But then again, it's just, you know, that's just the way that organisms are. If you've got something, it looks better than when I've got it. So definitely.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then barking is all, you know this, I'm sure.
Oh,
you
barking,
work with a lot of the barking is huge for a lot of people because they're worried about their neighbors, then their dog, then themselves. So what are some of the things you do there?
Well, again, barking, really, why are they doing it? And, you know, mostly it's because they're bored.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly the dog barking issues are during the day when dogs are left outside, or at night, again, when dogs are left outside unoccupied. The dog is bored. So first course of action is, why is your dog outside? Why isn't it inside? You know, it's easier to teach a dog to behave inside than to behave outside. Outside, there's a lot of stimulus going on. There's squirrels. There's other dogs they can hear. There's leaves blowing. I mean, everything that's going to set them off barking. And when they're inside, they're going to be much more relaxed. So, one, if at all possible, we teach them to behave inside. And then, two, if you have to leave your dog outside, make it doggy Disneyland out there for them. Give them tons of stuff to play with. You know, three or four stuffed Kongs, you know, several Nylabones, anything with a hole in it, stuffed food in it. And then before you have to leave your dog, make sure they're good and tired. Take them for a nice long walk. Throw the ball with them. Get them kind of pooped and then leave them with a couple Kongs to chew on. Because, again, we have to look at why are they doing it. They're bored. They got nothing else to do.
Right. That totally makes sense. I'm curious, Cindy, what kind of dog do you have?
What kind of dog don't I have? I have, right now I have two big standard poodles, and I have a, we're not sure what she is. I'm thinking like a German Shepherd, Golden Retriever, or Lab, something in that vein. And then our newest one that I've only had for a couple of months is this little, again, I'm not sure what he is, maybe a little Maltipoo or a little Schnoodle. He's got poodle of some sort in him. He's about 10 pounds. They just show up at my door.
They know you're there.
I mean, literally, it's an occupational hazard. I mean, I had one that I found. I returned, you know, one of my neighbor's dogs today. I mean, they literally just show up at my doorstep like, hello, this is a place to go. We heard this was where we go. So,
right, the Disneyland in the backyard is what they want.
I know, huh? Nothing with the Disneyland in the house.
Yeah, exactly. Cindy, you are such a delight. I'm going to tell everyone to go to your website. It is, of course, the three W's, my-zen-dog.com. You get all the information there on Cindy, also the book, et cetera, and check it out. But it was really fun having you on. We'd love to have you on again.
Thank you so much. And you're in Minneapolis?
Our studio's in Minneapolis. I'm in a little satellite facility in Dallas, Texas.
Oh, okay, because I grew up in Bloomington, Minnesota.
I know where it is.
Outside of Minneapolis.
Absolutely. It's a terrific place.
That's so funny.
Exactly. Cindy, thanks. You have a good one.
Thank you. You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, so Cindy Scott giving you some tips there on the whole Kong deal, get them exhausted. You know, that is the key. But then when you're exhausted, boy, so tough to do those long, long walks. All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about the Internet. What's going on with the Internet? All of a sudden, lots of people want to see the Internet regulated. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? We'll talk about it next.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey Elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dried guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dried guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dried guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dried guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you enjoyed some football during the weekend, or perhaps you did something else exciting, I don't know. Perhaps you spent a ton of time on the internet, don't we all? I have that iPhone, it is so tough in checking, constantly in checking emails, etc. It's so tough to pull your head away from that when you're sitting there waiting for somebody or doing something else. Even if you are in a game, you're looking down because something with the app works for some reason or other. They even have this cool thing where you hold it up, and if you don't know the song on the radio, and it tells you what the song is. Very, very neat stuff. Anyway, speaking of the internet, it's always fun to have Scott Fox on. Internet riches and, I mean, just anything about the internet. This guy is the king of it. Internet riches, e-riches 2.0, big-time blogger, author, speaker, all about small businesses and, you know, how you can do that thing. The e-commerce stuff is so big. A lot of us working from home now. So if you ever want some great information, check out his website for sure. There's been an ongoing battle in Washington about some regulations. It's this 5 years, actually, and counting. And what the deal is with these new rules that are being discussed is that internet users could go to any website and access any online service they want, right? So phone and cable companies wouldn't be able to block subscribers from using, let's say, a cheaper internet calling service or accessing online video sites that compete with whatever their core business is. So you can imagine the debating that's happened here, like I said, for the past 5 years. Now, the Federal Communications Commission is going to vote on Thursday on a proposal to begin coming up with regulations to forbid broadband providers from favoring or discriminating against internet traffic. Scott, thanks for coming back on the show. What does this mean to you and me?
Hey, Kate, it's great to be back. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
This is the debate called net neutrality, and for listeners, that's kind of a buzzword, and all these lobbyists, like you said, in Washington, they're arguing about this. And what it comes down to really is the Internet something where everyone should have equal access, or should the folks that control the pipes through which all that traffic flows, do they have the right to regulate or tier and give preferred treatment to some kinds of traffic and some kinds of services? So there's arguments on both sides, but that's what it boils down to.
Well, see, then if I'm with the company, of course, you know which way I'm going. But
right.
For most Internet users, they want to be able to go wherever they want to be able to go. Like you create a company, and then you start thinking about broadband and the usage. And I was just in a big meeting the other day, and they were talking about organic media and things that to do with the Internet and all that sort of stuff. And the biggest stumbling block was how much broadband, how could they end up doing IPTV, all this sort of stuff. And there are a lot of exciting things happening. As you know, you're always on the cutting edge of that, Scott. But there's also little hurdles you have to get over. So would it be better in this case, do you think, for, let's say, the small business person, the idea, the entrepreneur person, would it be better for them, right, if they could just push and roam wherever they wanted to?
Yeah, that's right. I think you hit it the nail on the head. The companies, of course, they want to control this stuff because, to be fair, they've invested billions of dollars and years in building this infrastructure. So, you know, if you and I pooled our money and built a new house, well, we'd want to control who came over for dinner, right? So
right.
That's kind of the way they feel. But the rest of us, you, me, and the small business person that you pose as the hypothetical, you know, they want to use the Internet as we've all grown to use it over the past 10 or 15 years. We see it more like a freeway, like the government built it, and we just want to be able to drive and not have to tell anybody or where we're going or pay a toll along the way. That's the way I'd like to use it too.
Boy, yeah, no kidding. And then, of course, another problem, you can imagine this, is the jurisdiction thing over this whole FCC thing. Various states and then companies from Comcast, et cetera, and for them to try to figure that out is also, besides the net neutrality, this is the other thing that they've got to worry about. You know, it's almost like forcing, in trying to determine this, it's almost forcing the FCC, for example, to reverse course on deregulation or pulling Congress further into this debate, I think.
Yeah, that's right. The enforcement of this stuff, it's kind of a fantasy, frankly, if you think about how difficult it is to enforce anything today, even in the real world. But then you look at the Internet, my goodness, you can't even figure out who it is at the other end of the line half the time. And if you do, well, if they're not today, then they'll move to the Cayman Islands tomorrow to get away from the American jurisdiction, right? So there are certainly arguments to be made that this would hurt American competitiveness if the net neutrality was not allowed. And they were allowed to, because from the company's point of view, what they're trying to do is maintain the resources that they've invested in, and so they would get preferred access and higher speed to their best customers. Now, it's really hard for me as a free market sort of guy to deny them that, but at the same time, geez, all the rest of us need this stuff too. We've all become dependent on it. It's
yes.
a tough issue. It's a tough issue.
Yeah, it's a very, very tough. That Thursday is going to be an interesting day, to say the least. All right, we were talking about, last time you were on, we were talking about e-commerce and how huge that is, and you and I were both saying that it just takes hardly, not even that much elbow grease, really, to dive into this. You just have to get off your rear end and do it and dive in. And I know more people that are doing it and having some success with it. What are you seeing in e-commerce? Is there anything new or exciting that's going on?
Sure. Well, every day I'm amazed by the creativity of people. You know, that's one of the main reasons, honestly, that I think net neutrality is important, is because if it suddenly costs a whole bunch of money,
yeah.
we're thrown back to where we were 100 years ago when it was a big deal to start a business. And as you know, you mentioned my books, Internet Riches, and then the sequel, E-Riches 2.0. This is what I blog about all the time at scottfox.com. You can do this, and it's cheap. If suddenly we throw in all these tiers of service, well, the little guy is going to be the little guy again. And we've had the brief shining moment of maybe 10 years where anybody could really compete. Like, you can put up a website today and compete with the big boys. You know, your site is as good as theirs for a small amount of money. And so the new stuff, yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's, of course, you mentioned like IPTV or the social networks like Facebook, amazing things going on. There's all these tools, the apps that you talked about, great stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The thing I'm most excited about these days probably is online communities and the ability for people to collect small groups of people, just like a real-world community, but it used to be stuck in your local geographical area or, you know, within the distance of your tower there is a local radio station. These days on the internet, you can build a community and build a business around serving people that are share the same interests, but they're dispersed across the country or even across the world. So somebody who feels really alone can suddenly find 50 or 100 or 100,000 other people who share some really obscure interests, and that can actually, you can create a business out of really obscure hobbies and special needs in medicine or researching things. I mean, all this communication that the internet allows, it's leading to all kinds of stuff. I can go on all night about it.
Oh, no, I know. It's crazy. You know, it's even like you see the Facebook, what's happened with Facebook and what's happened with Twitter. I saw the other day that somebody was selling friends on Facebook. I forget how much the person had to pay. I laughed my head off. They had to pay like $30 and they would get them 1,000 friends. But they would be people in your business, whatever it was you were doing. So it would be like soliciting leads in a way. You know, these would be people in the, let's say, the publishing industry, if you were in publishing or whatever.
Right. Well, you know, it's entrepreneurship at its best. The internet is all over. You know, that's the other thing to talk about if we were going to talk about regulation maybe on a future show. But the FTC has recently come out with a whole bunch of new guidelines, and they're trying to regulate the way that bloggers and people market online. And there's a lot of free speech issues there that are coming out that are really interesting as well. Maybe another show another night.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. And to me, that's scary as well, because there is something about the free-formness of blogging. And if you don't like what you read, you don't have to read it. It's just like anything else. You don't like what you hear on the air. You don't like what you see on the tube, whatever.
Right.
But if there's all these ticky-tacky rules, that could cut down on some of that. Plus, it could create a massive lawsuits. And in some of the cases, they're talking about products that are being hawked.
Mm-hmm. That's right, and unenforceable at the same time, just like the other rules, because the internet's global. You know, it's
right.
The government. All of this, I think, is representative of the government, which thinks it's in charge, not yet realizing that it isn't, because the internet is bigger than any one country or one jurisdiction. It's just like what's happened in Hollywood. You know, the music business has been destroyed, essentially. There aren't record labels, just aren't what they used to be, because music can be copied infinitely, and the government thinks that, you know, it controls the pipes here, and it does at a top level. Obviously, it's important to have laws and make people behave, you know, for the small percentage of folks that want to ruin it for the rest of us. But for those of us that behave, just get out of the way. That's my attitude.
Yeah, no kidding. We need you to go. Can't you go to Washington and tell them that they can't control this? Can't you tell them they have so many other things they have to do? Just get out of the way. Forget it. There's too many. It's like spread like wildfire that you cannot contain this, though. You're right. I think it'd be very, very tough. I think it's a dangerous road and some of the things that they're talking about. But I think it's going to be very tough to enforce any of the things that we just talked about even.
Right, that's right. But at the same time, that's why it's such an opportunity for folks. And I really hope that the great minds in Washington and around the world realize that the internet is the greatest force for economic growth that we have right now. We're in a recession and people are worried about jobs and stuff. Well, where do you think the new action is going to come from? It's not from the car industry, right?
No, it's the internet.
Yeah, it's got to be the internet. So
it's got to be it.
Hopefully they won't tier it and tax it and all the other things that politicians love to do.
Yeah, no kidding. Scott, always a pleasure to have you on, and we should tell everybody you can go to scottfox.com, then you can manipulate around his site. Really good site. He's got all kinds of stuff there, easy to click in and listen to him. And also you can see some of his approaches, great approaches, if you're thinking of starting a business. Like we were just talking about, the whole e-commerce thing could not be bigger. Scott, we'll have you on down the road again to talk about that blogging thing in the FTC.
Sounds great. Thanks, Kate. Thanks for having me. Good night, everybody.
All right, thank you. And like I said, it's interesting. I agree with what he said. How often do we say it on this show? This is one of those things where, man, the politicians just need to get out of the way. Because do we want to be taxed and pay for the internet? And the answer to that is no. I think of YouTube and people getting the videos from YouTube. Well, you know, there's advertisements and whatever, and so you have something that gets a gazillion hits, and that's great for who's ever on that. You know, who's ever around that particular thing that you're clicking on, if there's some kind of advertisement on the side. But can you imagine if you had to pay for all that, if you have to pay for everything that you look at on the internet? The answer is you probably wouldn't have that many sites that you would go to, because it would start to, I think, add up. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to tell you what's happening in Iran and Afghanistan next.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
On the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone.
Speaking of being bad to the bone, how about The Rock doing a little cameo bit on Saturday Night Live? I like the political stuff sometimes, and this was a good parody, I think, or skit or whatever you want to call it, of Barack Obama, sort of changing shape. Just think in your head, this is radio, like the Hulk. In case you missed it, we want to give you a little slice of that right now.
So what's next on the schedule, Katie?
As per your request, Mr. President, Senator Snow, McConnell, and Baucus are here to discuss health care.
That's great. You know, Katie, this is the closest we've ever come to reform in this country. I just need everyone to behave.
So are you going to get angry with them?
Now, Katie, no. You know I don't get angry. I find it works better to kill them with kindness. Send them out. Hello.
Mr. President.
Now, look, I asked you all here because I want everyone to have a voice in the health care reform debate. Now, Senator Baucus, you're a moderate Democrat, but thanks to your efforts in the Senate Finance Committee, you have a voice. Senator Snow, You're a Republican who crossed party lines to vote for the Baucus bill. And you have a voice. Senator McConnell, as the Senate Minority Leader, I want you to have a voice in this, too. Now, what can I do to bring the rest of the Republican Party into the conversation?
Well, Mr. President, maybe I can explain the Republican position. It's not that we want health care to fail. We don't. We just want you to fail. Stopping health care reform seems like the best way to do that. You know, because if you fixed health care, that would be a real victory for you. And that's bad for us. With that said, I could see us supporting health care. But only if you switched your position to against it.
You made Barack Obama angry. You make him angry, he turns. He turns into The Rock Obama.
The Rock Obama?
Now, no be alarmed. The Rock Obama, much like Barack Obama, only stronger and more angry. Now, we get down to business. Katie, hold calls. Now, where were we? You, little man in suit.
Me?
Yes. Why finance committee? No have public option.
All right, there's a little, like I said, slice of the Rock Obama. And once it was just showing how he got angry, and it, like the Hulk, he exploded and became The Rock. And The Rock actually did a pretty good job of pacing himself and talking like Barack Obama. And what he did was Baucus was basically thrown out the window, and then he ripped the arm of McConnell off, and Olympia Snow, he told her she would pretty much have to have her head crushed. And then Joe Biden comes in and says, you know, tries to calm him down. And it was just a very, very funny moment, I think, again, illustrating one of the things that I think has people puzzled about Obama. And it's the fact that he just is cool and calm. What did they say? Joe cool. All right, let's head out to news you can abuse. And, boy, we've got a couple of quick ones that we're going to throw down that are interesting, including this out of Washington. Guess what they're doing there? Scientific whizzers are studying the fizzers. Turns out the tongue's sour-sensing taste buds are what's sensitive to the carbonation in everything from soda to champagne. I didn't realize that. Research is detailed in the journal Science. The researchers say the tingly taste is actually caused by the carbon dioxide, not the bubbles themselves. So it's weird. Why would we feel sensitive to carbonation when soda water was invented, I guess, 250 years ago, right? The scientists say it might have been a protective mechanism to avoid spoiled fermenting foods. I don't know. I had no idea that's what it was, that carbonation deal. All right, how about this? Halloween. What is the dog going to be for Halloween? Yep, the vast majority of pet owners, I guess, are not dressing up their Rover or Tabby or Fido. An Associated Press pestside.com poll finds only 8% of pet owners plan to put costumes on their animals for Halloween. Oh, that's just ridiculous to do that. Bill McNutt of Scottsdale, Arizona, has 4 dogs, 2 cats. They're going to be wearing their own fur. I guess he says his wife often dresses up one of the cats as Sylvester the Cat and Tweety Bird for Halloween, etc. I don't get that whole thing with the dogs and dressing them up or the cats and doing that. I have a golden retriever that we talked about just a short while ago, and I don't think Mahalo would let me put anything on him. Although, I guess if you were going to enter a contest and win some big bucks for dressing up the dog or cat, maybe you could force them to get into the costume. But, like I said, unless you have one of those cute little tiny dogs, it doesn't really work. All right, today in history, October 19th, there are 73 days left in the year. 1781, British troops under George Lord Cornwallis rather surrendered at Yorktown as the American Revolution neared its end. Yorktown is still a very cool place to go and see. In 1765, the Stamp Act Congress meeting in New York drew a Declaration of Rights and Liberties. Also in 1960, President Eisenhower imposed an embargo on exports to Cuba covering all commodities except medical supplies and certain food products. In 1977, the supersonic Concorde made its first landing. That was in New York City. In 1987, sadly for a lot of people, the stock market crashed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged 508 points, or 22.6% in value. And in 1994, 22 people were killed as a terrorist bomb shattered a bus in the heart of Tel Aviv's shopping district. And entertainer Martha Ray also died in Los Angeles at 78 years old. Speaking of living and dying, another day to celebrate being a year older. Time for birthdays. Do we have our music, please, Maestro?
I need birthday singers! Come on, people! We need birthday singers!
All right, celebrating birthday, comedian Chris Kattan, speaking of Saturday Night Live, turns 39 years old. Back in the day, he had a pretty funny bit, a couple of pretty funny bits on that show. Boxer Evander Holyfield, who was just on Oprah with Mike Tyson, is 47 years old. Jon Favreau, actor and great director, is 43 years old. Amy Carter is 42 years old. South Park co-creator Trey Parker is 40 years old. Also celebrating a birthday. On the other end of the spectrum, artist Peter Max is 72, if you've ever seen any of his stuff. And celebrating a birthday, actor John Lithgow is 64. He's on a show I watch called Dexter. He's one of the bad guys, the Trinity Killer. Patrick Simmons from the Doobie Brothers is 61 years old. Republican National Committee Chair Michael Steele is 51. Hey, if you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday to you. Go ahead and make it a fattening day. Eat a giant chocolate cupcake. Why not?
Right now, all I want to know if you got your popcorn ready. Do you got your popcorn ready? I love me some meat. I can't stand myself.
Putting together a girl's night out. Want you to come.
Why would I ever want to go out with you? I hate you.
Yeah, I know. I hate you, too. That's the way girls are.
Oh, man. Talk radio?
Yes, talk radio.
So boring, man.
Okay.
Oh, no. I was going to listen to that, but then I just carried on living my life.
That's an awful lot of money for the stupidest idea I've ever heard.
It's crazy.